Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Let me get the background. Hold on. There you go. Oh, man. We got a crazy show tonight. We got a crazy show, you dig? I'm glad everybody could tune in and hang out with your dog tonight at K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 229. Oh, bipolar ass motherfucker. No. You know what I'm saying? Oh, bipolar ass people. No. You know, and the crazy part about it is, we all know somebody like that. We just want to mash them every time we see them. You feel what I'm saying? Every time we see this particular person or whatever, it's just like, yo, for real, they switch up, they move change like the wind. You know what I mean? And sometimes it be because, you know, shit, they just like that for real. They got a real medical problem. Or, a lot of times, people like to just be a moody motherfucker, and sometimes they switch out as motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And that's just an attitude problem. You feel what I'm saying? It's a big difference. And tonight, we're going to put a couple of these goddamn bipolar motherfuckers on blast. A lot of people say they baby mama or baby daddy bipolar. You know what I mean? You feel me? It ain't even got to be your ex. It could be your current boyfriend or girlfriend. They could be motherfucking bipolar. You feel me? Either way it go, tonight we gonna see what's popping with these people. We're trying to get to the mind of these crazy motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And really though, I'm being funny, but at the same time I'm kind of sort of being serious, kind of sort of, I guess you could say, because for real, being bipolar for real is a real problem for real. But sometimes that person really ain't bipolar. They just got a fucked up attitude and they just crazy acting, but they're not really bipolar. But then again, you got some people, especially in the black community, who really are, like, if you was to test them and send them to a shrink, they really are for real bipolar, and they never even been diagnosed. It's like a stigma with black people. You know, oh, such stuff. Oh, they so crazy, man. They just crazy. You know, your crazy-ass auntie or uncle or whatever, you know, a lot of times people chalk up, you know what I'm saying, somebody being bipolar to, oh, every time they drink, they just how they is. No, sometimes motherfucker be bipolar. They really is for real crazy for real, and you and your people don't want to admit it. You know what I mean? And they ain't never been diagnosed, because in the hood a lot of times, that's just, oh, crazy such such, or whatever, you know. Or she just clipped like that, y'all. That's what they say. Oh, she just clipped like that. She just clipped like that sometimes. You feel me? But sometimes, you know, like I'm reading the synopsis of the show, and we're going to jump to the phones, sometimes people play bipolar. And you have to whoop their ass sometimes. Because sometimes people play crazy, so they won't get beat up for the crazy shit they do. Let me say that again. Sometimes people are not crazy, but they play crazy, so they can get away with the bullshit that they be pulling. I think it's going to go over some of y'all heads. In any event. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows some bipolar motherfucker. It's either a family member, could be a girlfriend, boyfriend, ex, could be a coworker. I had so many bipolar people at my job, man. Like, seriously, some of them people really, literally are different people on any given day. So when you approach them, you ask them, well, who are you? You know, I kind of just sit back and watch them for about 15, 20 minutes and see who are they today before I decide how I'm going to engage this person or if I'm going to engage this person at all whatsoever today. And everybody knows somebody like this. It's not just, you know, coworkers as well. And the problem about it is when it's family, a lot of times when it's family, people like to excuse the behavior because it's been going on forever and a day. Been going on forever. They've been crazy. They've been crazy since 1970 something. Well, have that person ever been to a doctor? Have they ever seek treatment? Are they on pills, medication, Prozac, something? No, they just crazy like that. They just be snapping like that. Sometimes, you know, when they get drunk and shit, whatever. Now, sometimes some people really be crazy. That's why sometimes when you're somebody snapping and killing five people at work, and then you be like, oh, I don't know. You had all the signs? You just ignored it. And it's a real live disease. Of course, the way black people deal with mental illness in the hood is just ridiculous. 678-768 is going to be my first caller up. But before I get to that call, you know the drill. Let me run down how things work. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That's the official site for the show. I'm working right now getting the actual just blog talk. I'm not blog talk, but actual just k100radio.com site up. So you don't have to go to blog talk and see those ads and stuff. So you can just come straight to the website. It'll still be streamed live. It'll actually be more interactive. A lot of the links that I use for my information and a lot of the links to the music from the artists that I spin, you'll be able to directly go to their music if you want to download it or whatever after the fact from that particular page. So I'm in the works of getting that done now. So you guys hang with me. You know what I'm saying? This is a growing process, you know. Also, you know, I want to remind everybody at Club Throwbacks tomorrow, Street Talk Entertainment Bad Boy promo. Future's going to be in the building, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to run that promo for you a little bit. The Salute to DJs Award in January. Shouts out to Lady Shack and Over the Top promo. I'm going to run that commercial in a little bit. You know, so shouts out to Street Talk. Shouts out to P. Brown. Shouts out to Bad Boy. Shouts out to Over the Top. The Georgia Record Pool. All you artists need to get involved in that. Shouts out to K-Rock. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's got to, you know, fool with all these movements and stuff that's going on. When you hear some of these commercials and promos that I'm playing on the show or whatever, all right, you guys check them out. Once again, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music on one of the music segments of K100 Internet Radio, all right, all you got to do is send an MP3 to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, the letter K, the number 100Radio@gmail.com. Please send it in an MP3 format and just send one song, not five, because I'm not going to go through and listen to your favorite one. I'm going to pick the first one I see. All right? K100Radio@gmail.com, MP3. Make sure your music is good. If it sounds like shit, exactamundo, my friend. I'm going to treat it as such. All right? So make sure you send it in, because I've got these two really live and really crunk. Everybody's loving Illa Kill. They're making my numbers boost up because what Illa Kill is, the artist sends their music in, and I go to the phone lines, and I play the song, and then I open up the phone lines, and people say, is it ill? Or is it ill? And that's going bananas. A lot of artists are like, yo, that's real live feedback from all across the nation, because this is a nationwide show, because it's on the internet. Right now, I've got about 10 different area codes that's on the line right now. So it's a benefit to doing internet radio. It's uncensored. You don't have to censor it. And also, the feedback that you get, it could be from 856-678-718-770-804-850-813-317. That's pretty much some of the area code that's on the line right now. Not to mention who's just listening and who listens to the podcast, which, by the way, you can download from iTunes in the iTunes store. All right? So let me go ahead and read this synopsis in this blog, and then we're gonna go to 678 down in Atlanta, and not down in Atlanta, here in Atlanta, because that's where I'm broadcasting from. Some people don't even know where I'm broadcasting from, but I'm broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. So we're gonna take an Atlanta call first up, because they got their hand up first. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis to the show, ask the questions, and then we'll go to 678-768. They on deck first. Okay, so here we go. Episode 229. Bipolar. bipolar-ass people. Now, we all have a few people in life that we may refer to as being, quote-unquote, sometimes, like I said. I can admit to being moody. I'm a Cancer. What do you want me to do? That's true. I can be moody, but not extreme. But sometimes we encounter people that do a complete 180 in their personality. It's like one minute they're cool, and the next they can be complete monsters. All right? Now, I know that bipolar disease is a real-life medical condition and issue. Not nothing really to be laughed at, per se, right? And some people need real professional treatment for it, like I said already. I think that in the black community now, we have more undiagnosed mentally ill people than any other race in this country, bar none. There's way more black people that have a mental problem that don't get diagnosed or because we often just look at it like, oh, they just crazy. Oh, they just like that. Oh, they just snapping sometimes. All right? You feel me? But sometimes I think that people are just so extremely moody that they seem to need professional help, but in reality, they're just some dumbasses, and they just want some attention. If drugs is what seems to trigger the alter ego of the person, then to me, they are not bipolar. They just can't handle their damn liquor. Or they coke. Or they weed. Or they meth. Whatever it is, all right? If you're a female, and when you with a man who only seems to snap on you when you aren't catering to him, then he's not bipolar. He's just a selfish ass dude. That's the difference. So sometimes tonight we're gonna get to the bottom of, is you really bipolar or is they just ignorant motherfucker? That's basically the question. And if they are bipolar, and we ask you a couple questions and we say, you know, they might really be bipolar. If that's your folks, suggest treatment. Help them out. They may really need it. I don't think bipolar people oftentimes know that they're bipolar. I don't think. I don't know, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, so who knows? If you got somebody in your family that's really bipolar, diagnosed or whatever, make sure if you're on the phone lines, you hit number one. I definitely want to hear from you, all right? Now, there are all types of examples of people who seem bipolar, but in reality, they just switch out easy when shit don't go their way, all right? And we all know someone like this. So tonight, I want to hear about them, and I have a few questions for you. Question number one, you dig? Do you know any real bipolar people who need help but have never been diagnosed? Do you know anyone like that? Question number two. Do you know anyone whose personality change is so drastic from using a drug that they seem bipolar when they own the drug? Of course, again, I don't think that means you're bipolar. I think they mean they got a motherfucking drug problem. Question number three. Can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that that's just how they are sometimes and still be cool with them? You feel me? I got family members and friends and stuff that really, I think they're bipolar, and they have never really even been diagnosed, but I know for real they probably is bipolar. And since I've been dealing with them so long, I accept that. It's like some people be like, they just too crazy. I can't even fuck with them. But to me, especially if you know they probably really got a problem for real, but you ain't never suggested treatment. Nobody in your family, none of your friends, y'all just know. Obviously something wrong with their asses, but you never suggested they get treatment or nothing, or you never helped them to get treatment. So it's kind of like turning your back on a friend when you just cut them off and say, I can't deal with them because they're bipolar. Well, have you tried to help them get treatment or suggested it or anything like that? You know, so we'll talk about that. And last question. No. Question number four. Has anyone ever called you bipolar? Has anyone ever called you bipolar? And if so, why? Question number five. Why don't black people like to get treatment for mental illness? I think in the black community, especially for simple shit, let me stop right there. Not simple, but I say depression, a lot of black people say, what the fuck you mean you depressed? Depressed about what? Nigga, this is life. Life hard. Nigga, suck it up, nigga. But in the end of the day, it's a real medical condition. But a lot of white people, a lot of people gonna say, that's that white shit. That's that white shit, man. Hey, fuck out of here, nigga. But in actuality, dog, it really is a fucking problem, like a disease, like for real, shawty, for real. Like, yeah, it's really a thing called depression, and people need medication for it sometimes. All right? So just don't take it lightly. But tonight, we're going to talk about the real people who really need help, and then some of the motherfuckers who just need their ass whooped. with they sometimes their ass. All right, first up, 678-768, thanks for calling the show. Welcome. What's going on?
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for calling K100. So, why are you, what's popping? You got something that you want to talk about on the show tonight? I got some questions to ask you, but off top, you know, you know somebody that's bipolar or something like that?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I know someone that's bipolar.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, question number one. You know, you do know someone that's bipolar, and they do need help. Have they ever been diagnosed?
Yes.
They've been diagnosed.
It took a while, but yes, they have been diagnosed with being bipolar.
Okay.
But just because you've diagnosed, some people that diagnosed with being bipolar, and they've been told that they're bipolar, they still be in denial. They don't really believe it. So sometimes when they pronounce you as bipolar, they want you to take certain medications. And it's, I mean, and then too, if you, if normally you're bipolar and you're taking drugs, it ain't gonna work. So it's like you take.
Wait, what you mean it's not gonna work?
For instance, if you go to the doctor, if you got all these illnesses, because when you're bipolar, you, I don't want to say you imagine things, but things are hurting you. All over, something inside you. It's something that's going on in your body that's really not going in your body, but you feel like these things are happening. So if you go and you tell them your symptoms and they evaluate you, and not 9 out of 10 is going to be followed by depression. So it is you can be depressed, and that's part of being bipolar. Mm. You could be talking to this person, maybe laughing and talking and tripping out, and in that same
sense, yeah,
like,
and
it
well,
from, like, it's like you're happy. Like, I mean, it's so quick. Like, it's like in the middle. Like, we're talking now, and say things on bipolar. We're talking. I'm explaining this to you, and I'm all hype. I'm happy or whatever. As it's
now, when you said the part about something, you people feeling something like something itching. I think that's more schizophrenia. I think delusion.
No,
the delusion thing is like schizophrenia, right?
Not schizophrenia.
Bipolar is when you just change mood like totally. Like it's just like you happy and then you sad and you happy and you sad.
Yeah.
Right.
But you feel that same person. A schizophrenic person really turns into somebody totally different. That's not bipolar. Bipolar is the same person. You just yeah, moving. 1 minute you happy, 1 minute you sad, 1 minute you depressed, 1 minute you just. You know, you're talking to yourself, you're walking around, you can't be still. It's a lot of things that go with that, but you feel that same person.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
You're different people.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Do you know anyone who personality change is drastic from using a drug that they seen bipolar when they own it? Like, some, you know how people say, oh, when they drink, they're a whole nother person. See, a lot of times, this is my problem. And the show is funny and then it's serious at the same time tonight. Because at the same time, I understand that people got a real problem with this shit. This shit is a real problem. But some people just can't handle their goddamn liquor. You feel what I'm saying?
Bottom line.
Like some people,
and that's the bottom
line. Some people, when they drink, they just change to another person. And the only time they're that person is when they fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So if they ain't drunk or if they ain't high, they straight. But when they get on it, they start tripping. That ain't the same thing as really having to be bipolar.
Right.
Do you know anybody like that? You know anybody like that?
Yeah. I have families that have been alcoholics, and then when they don't drink, they can sit there, clean the house spotless, wash clothes, fold clothes, cut up cabbage, cook dinner and everything. But once they start drinking, it's almost like you're an MFO. They're cussing all over the place, and it's weird. So some people don't know how to handle their liquor, and some people really need their liquor to really express what they really feel, because if they didn't have it, then they wouldn't really say anything. They
so just
walk
person-
in the mouth all day.
Is the person you were talking about at first the same person that you saying, are they on drugs? Were they on drugs? Is that
the same person
or the different?
About,
yeah.
Those are two different people. I mean, we don't even want to get into my family and the problems of my family because that's the whole show. But anyway, we're talking about two different people. One was an alcoholic, one was on drugs, and is bipolar.
All right. So how do you handle them? Are you friends with these people?
With a long-handled spoon.
Why though?
I love them.
I can understand the person with the drug problem because that's self-inflicted, but the true bipolar person, why do you handle them with a long-handled spoon? Because that's really a problem that they really had no control over at the end of the day.
It's a problem they have no control over, but I can't deal with it. Because, I mean, when you're dealing with a person like that, I can't do it because they have different issues after issue. The whole thing is issue. And then if you were to get involved, totally involved, then their issues become your issues. So I can't really deal with your issues and my issues. So therefore, I can talk to you for a short period of time, and sometimes they talk and they don't listen. It's like, it's just like me saying, okay, hey, Blizz, I'm going to come over to your house for Thanksgiving. You say, I ain't cooking Thanksgiving. Yeah, and I'm going to bring you drinks. If you need some drinks and the forks and stuff that I can bring, but you deal with telling me I'm not having Thanksgiving dinner. It's almost like I'm talking to you, but I'm not talking to you.
That's just fucking crazy. I think the person you're talking about is just fucking crazy, though. That's not the same
thing.
No, they're
not crazy. They're not crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
For real. If I'm sitting here telling you, look, now, see, because I want to make sure I need a fucking doctor on the line to help me, because I don't have any really professional, I'm not trained. But what I'm saying is, if I'm sitting here telling you I'm not having Thanksgiving, and you keep on telling me you finna come over and have Thanksgiving at my shit anyway, nigga, you ain't bipolar. You just crazy.
But then at one point you're going to say, look, I'm not having Thanksgiving. Did you hear me? And they'll regroup. What you going to do? And then the conversation
They asshole. They just not even listening to you. That's what I'm talking about. Tonight I want to make a clear distinction between asshole ass people, bipolar acting ass motherfuckers, and really seriously bipolar people. Tonight I want
to
call.
I'm trying to tell you that person is seriously bipolar. That person is seriously bipolar. It's been documented. It's been noted. That person is bipolar. No, they're not just being a butthole. They're bipolar. It's an issue. It's a problem.
Okay.
So what you're
right.
saying is almost like you can't really understand it, because to you, you're thinking that you're just stupid. But no, it's a problem. That's why they call it bipolar. It's real.
So
you
want
to believe that it's real, but then you're trying to make it seem like you're just crazy. That's why they call it bipolar.
All right. So let me ask you this. Question number 3. Can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that's just how they are sometimes and still be cool with them? Now, you said you cool with them, but you feed them with a long-handled spoon. But do you feed your other friends with a long-handled spoon?
I can deal with you, but only that's just like you can probably be around some of your family members that drink a lot. But then
uh-huh.
after they start drinking, you like, man, I ain't trying to be around them. I don't feel like hearing that today. I don't feel like being involved with that today. You know, it's just like that, and you just have to break away for a little while, because they're not going to change. They can't change. You have a problem. You're bipolar. So it's not like you can change. So,
okay.
Yeah, you can still deal with them, and you can be around them, but you have to distance yourself, because if not, they can drive you crazy. Like, alcoholic can really drive to get on your nerve enough where you can just want to fight them or push them down. They can get you to that point.
Okay, so question number 4, have you ever... Okay, so has anyone ever called you bipolar? I'm just wondering. Question number 4.
No. If they did,
okay.
I hope that it's done.
What'd you say?
But I hope they were just jesting if they were, if just playing.
So do you feel like you moody? Are you a moody person?
I think everybody is a moody person. At times.
I mean, but
I'm
extremely, like, you know, all it's constant. Everybody has their days when they're bad and down, but everybody, you constantly changing. You constantly moody.
No, I don't think I'm constantly moody. I'm moody by force. If something strikes me different and the way I take it, I'll just be like, you know what, shit.
Okay.
Or something like that, but just to be moody, no.
All right. Question number 5. Why don't you think that this last question, going to the next caller, 856 up, no, 478 on deck, 478 next caller, and 856 after that. Why do you think that black people are so unlikely to get treated for mental illness? They're Solo Dad O'Brien. I don't know how many. For those of you who never listen to me, you know what I'm saying. I watch everything. I'm really into news, current events, and everything, you know, and I'm real into politics and stuff like that. I watch a lot of, you know, some of the, even though I know the news is tainted, I still watch a lot of CNN and I watch statistics and stuff like that. And this chick, Soledad O'Brien, she does a lot of specials on CNN. And she did this one about black people, how black people always go misdiagnosed about mental illness. Why do you think black people have so many, like, family members and friends who have obvious mental problems, but they never really get treated? They just chalk it up to them being, oh, crazy-ass uncle such and such, and, oh, you know what I'm saying? You know, the local, you know, wino at the store, he really got a real medical issue, but they just be like, oh, that's old such and such. They just play it off, even though he obviously crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think black people have take that stance? Because I feel like with black people, a lot of times they feel like that make you weak. That make you weak. If you tell a black person right now, not just bipolarness, but if it's something like depression, if you say, I'm really depressed and I need to go to the doctor, the first thing the average nigga gonna say, man, that's that white shit. You tripping. You need to tighten up, nigga. That's life. Strap your boots up. You feel me? Why do you think black people take such a negative stance towards people with mental illness?
I mean, I guess, to me, if I'm telling the person that that I feel depressed and they come with me with that, then I'm going to look at that person as that they're ignorant, that they really don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even understand what depression is, that they're so far into whatever it is that they're in that they don't have any clue of what I'm talking about. That's just me. But for some people, some black people, it's not that you're weak, it's that we've been in denial about so many different things, so many real things, and so many things from generations in the past where you have come up and this is what you talk about and this is what you don't talk about. You keep this in the family. And, you know, it's just so many rules that sometimes
yeah.
that stuff is just hereditary. That, I mean, it's just something it's something that you grew up to know not to talk about. This don't go outside of our family. You know how many, if that word, do you know how many people, not to get off the subject, but how many people that have molested their 10 people in their family? It's been a secret in the show I've had for so long. There's certain things you talk about and certain things you don't talk about.
Yeah,
so
I guess
that's where it's coming from.
I guess so.
That
I guess that's the same.
About things.
Yeah, that's the same excuse they try to use at Penn State. Out of secrecy. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I ain't even begun to mash those motherfuckers right there.
Yeah.
I ain't even add my.
That's just right there is just ridiculous. I kind of think it's like a. I think they. For me, it's like a ritual
them.
Where these people have been doing this for years and years and years, and I think they kind of like have this rich thing where they auction kids off when they do that kind of stuff. Like they need it on them. But that's another story. But I don't even want to get into that because I'm kind of like.
Kind of like
that.
Yeah, there's nothing really to rack your brain around. Everybody should have been fired, period. Joe Paterno, as great as he was, should have been fired. I don't give a shit. And it could have been one of my all-time favorite coaches, Bobby Bowden. If that was him and he knew about a man, grown-ass man, taking a damn shower with a damn 10-year-old in his goddamn locker room, and he still was on staff.
But you've seen this. The people that have saw this and witnessed this and allowed it to happen. To me, the janitor should have been fired. The person that said that, I mean, like you said, everybody should have been fired.
Everybody.
But see, it's a cult. To me, it's a cult. And I don't know. That's not the first school that done it. I think it's been going on all around. And if you notice, they prey on single parents, single kids, single black women that has these kids and trying to show these children a better life. I mean, you know what? Speaking off the subject,
right.
But thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you for calling the show. Please keep listening. I got a lot of people on the phone line, so I'm probably
going
to get a lot of opinion. All right, stand by. 478-287, what's popping?
How are you guys, bud?
How you doing? What's happening? Thanks for calling K1's Internet Radio. I really appreciate it. what's your name?
This is Charisma.
Oh, Charisma, what's happening? Oh, yo, you on my. I got so much to say to you, but then I will get all the way off the subject.
You know what? Get out my face.
So I'm
just going to
let everything that you've been saying lately on Facebook and stuff slide, all the ridiculousness you've been saying that I've been seeing you.
Right.
I'm not driving to it. I'm going to let it all go. I'm glad like I didn't even see none of it. But for the purposes of the show, I can't tie my line talking to you about the fuck
what?
Shit that you're saying. But I'm not going to even put it with you now. Calling the show though. Now, exactly. But you know, I want to go in on you, but I'm not. Cause tonight,
leave me alone. I'm calling in for the questions that are making.
Ridiculousness. But anyway, all right. Episode 229. We talking about bipolar motherfuckers. Do you know any bipolar motherfuckers, Charisma, besides your damn self?
You know, right? I really do. Okay. I come from my family.
Do you know any? Do you know any bipolar? Seriously, do you know any bipolar motherfuckers? Huh?
I do.
You do. Let's jump into the questions. Question number one. You dig? Do you know any real bipolar people who need help but never been diagnosed?
Yes, I do. I have a family full of bipolar people who definitely need help. And it's just like how you were saying, like people be like, oh, such and such is crazy or whatever. And that person never, ever gets the help that they need. Like, you know, I have cousins that have witnessed like different things in their life, like murders, and a cousin that was driving and this girl went out the window. Like, he never received like counseling, and he don't sleep at night. He's woke all the time, and nobody ever took him to get counseling or anything.
So let me ask you this, though. And this is why I hate when I do shows like this right here, because I always stop short of when I'm talking about something like this, and I'm not really an expert on it. I stop short of saying, like with the last caller, I felt like some of the things that she was saying is more akin to being schizophrenic, like they're imagining things is on you that they're not. Now, I don't know if that's bipolar. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to,
well,
you know, read.
Well, I can definitely speak on it because I am bipolar. I am on medication. And
I am
on medication, and due to a lot of stuff that happened to me, you know, growing up, and it just was like an overlook of people always saying, "Oh, she's just always quiet," you know, and all this stuff, but nobody ever asked me like, "What's going on with me? What's wrong with you?" or whatever. And it caused me to, like, draw my own conclusions on issues that was going on in my life. And some of them were derived from being depressed and, you know, situations with abandonment and things like that.
Right. So you've actually been to a doctor and got pills. So you really are bipolar.
Yes, I see a psychiatrist twice a month, and I do take two sets of medicines. Yes, I do.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Did you go seek professional help yourself, or did somebody suggest it? Like, growing up, did people say, you did you have mood swings? Was you, like, cool with somebody, and the next day you wanted to fight their ass for nothing? Like, were you like that? Like, did somebody say, you need to go get some help, or did you just do it by yourself?
No, it wasn't that I was cool with somebody, and the next day I wanted to fight them. I'm cool, and then the next day I'm crying or, you know, having some type of emotional breakdown or whatever. And, instead of people saying, like, I told my mom when I was of age, I was like, you know, Mom, I feel like you should have took me to see what was going on. She told me personally, oh, it wasn't nothing that I did. This stuff that you did to yourself as an adult.
Uh-huh. Okay. All
so
right,
I
well,
went to seek help for myself.
Well, kudos to you for seeking help for yourself, first of all. The negative thing about what you just said, and now that's a revelation to me, so now I feel bad about all the times I said you was fucking crazy on Facebook. I'm sorry. Because you really was crazy, and I really didn't know it. But you should warn, do you warn people that you really are bipolar so we don't say mean things like that to you? Because you can't just be coming on saying some of the random stuff you be saying and not warn nobody that you actually legally crazy. I mean, bipolar.
But you know
what?
The reason I go in, like, I really just say what I mean, because coming up, I was so shy. I didn't talk. I didn't see anything. And that's one thing that my counselor stressed the most, is never hold anything in. You know, as long as you hold it in, other people are walking all over you. I mean, I had, you know, dudes that would just try to trash me, talk any kind of way to me. So now I just go in. Like, I mean, I just go in all the time. And I do tell people. But like you said, people take it as a joke. Like, when you tell somebody, like, I'm bipolar, because so many people use that as an excuse on their behavior.
But that's what I'm saying. Hold on. Stop right there. That's my problem with, you know, I ain't gonna lie. So many people say or use bipolar and shit, like it's a game and shit. Like,
and
a lot of times, somebody really is bipolar, like you, but then you be letting me get up. You should have said, you know what, listen, I really am bipolar. I really am on pills and some shit. And I being the person I am, would have said, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. I won't joke about it anymore because it's really a problem. You feel me? But you never said that. So why did you just continually let me just call you bipolar? Like, why? That's not really okay. Now I feel bad and shit, kind of, sort of. But then again, I don't because you let it ride.
Because in a way it's true, and I also know that you're a jokester, so I don't take stuff like that personal because where I am now in my life, I don't get, like, so offended. Like, one time we had a conversation, and I really got offended, but that was just my emotion from probably, me needing to dose up, like, okay, this is his personality. I can't get offended on stuff that he says in his forum. You remember that time we were going back and forth.
Exactly. But I won't call a bipolar person. But again, I don't know. I mean, you are technically crazy, I guess.
I mean, but it's not technically being crazy.
Crazy, but if I call you crazy and shit, it's mean now. Now I'm being mean as opposed to just me saying, you off the chain and you're ridiculous. This ridiculous thing. I don't agree with you. I think you're fucking crazy. But now it becomes mean when I say it. And that's the thing about, another thing about being bipolar and bipolar shit. It's like, yo, if they really are crazy and really can't help it, it's like you can't really just joke about it. They, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could.
We be on Facebook or whatever going back and forth. And my thing is, the things that I say is really deeply how I feel. A lot of people disagree with me because they're like, wow, this girl really says anything out of her freaking mouth. And it's really and truly how I feel. And it's not a game. Like, I really do feel
it's
like
it's such extreme back and forth that it's obviously that you have some sort of an issue. Okay, next, moving along. Can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that that's just how they are? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes and still be cool with them. Have you ever lost friends because of your bipolarness? Like, have you ever had friends and then, like, you are, and so, like, they can't handle it, so now they just stop fucking with you. They stop being your friend because of that.
Well, I can be a friend to someone who is bipolar because I can identify with, the things that they go through because we have similarities, like whether it's mood swings, emotional disorders, as far as, getting upset easily, just being, like, in and out of depression and things like that. And the thing that gets people with me is because I'm always radiant, I'm always smiling, but they don't know that I really do have a dark side. Like, I get psyched up sometimes, and I be just making these imaginary movies in my head and wondering why people are against me, what's wrong with me, and I go through that whole little phase of things. And I have lost friends due to my ways, whether it was men or women, because some of the females, they be cool with me. Like, we could bang out, we could chill. But then I might really go in on them thinking, like, okay, this person's against me. What's wrong with you? And I'll flip it. Like, you tripping on me while you're acting like that, this and that. And same thing with guys, and that's why I'm so hard when it comes to men. Like, in my head, I don't believe that it can ever be a love deal. Like, I don't believe in affection. I don't feel affection or nothing.
No. Now, see, this is my thing with bipolar people, all right? And maybe not all bipolar people, but I know for a fact that you are a bipolar person that does this. You try and take that, you're trying to use that bipolarness as a way of just excusing some irrational way of thinking sometimes. I don't see that's my thing. That's why I need a real doctor on the phone and say, look, doc, can this person be bipolar? And this simple truth to right here, and just because me, I always felt like bipolarness was like, a split personality. Like,
that's not what it is. That's a Gemini. That's not a bipolar person. That's a Gemini, a two-faced person that switched their ways. A bipolar person is someone who has, like, an emotional disorder that goes through different depression stages, who feel like they have been abandoned, and different issues that may arise. And they may use that tactic, to attack different people, or that's like their defense mechanism as far as if someone is attacking them.
All right. So, okay. All right. But since you're bipolar yourself, Do you recognize other bipolar people? Do you be talking to other people and be like, this motherfucker is obviously bipolar, and they don't even know they're bipolar since you already been diagnosed and treated, being treated for bipolarness? You ever be around some motherfucker about it and they just be doing and saying some old crazy shit? You be like, this motherfucker is bipolar and don't even know it. Because sometimes I be around some, I be around a lot of fucking crazy people, and I feel like this motherfucker got to be bipolar and they don't even know it. Then sometimes I just think sometimes people just, like I said, be fronting like they're bipolar. Their motherfucking asses really ain't crazy. They just trying to play crazy so they can just say some ridiculous shit without getting their ass fucked up.
Exactly. And I believe that. Like, I've been around people. I can't spot them like how gay people be like, oh, I have gator. I know another person is gay. Like, no, I can't really spot them out. But if I'm talking to them and we may have certain similarities, if they're like, oh, I was just chilling yesterday, but I feel so down today, I may ask them, like, you know, are you on any medication, you know, because actually I'm a psychologist, like, but I still have my own problems.
Whoa.
I do.
You said you're a psychologist. How are you going to be a bipolar psychologist?
Because I have my own issues. I have my own issues. You know that I'm a psychologist.
I know that. I'm just saying. Now that I know that, I don't understand. Do you tell your people that you're advising when you're bipolar yourself? I couldn't take advice.
You have to inform them.
Psychologist, because like I don't know which one of you are telling me what I'm hearing. Is it the one rational? I was doing good. I was really being. I think I did pretty good. Because there's so many things
crazy.
I'm just saying, a bipolar psychologist,
you think about it, most of them are. The only reason we become psychologists is because of the emotional disorders that we had ourselves.
I think you may be right. I think maybe you're right. I'm not. Last question. Why do you think that black people have such an issue with actually being diagnosed with a mental illness? You be around, I just know so many motherfucking black people, man, that got some real life obvious mental issues, and these motherfuckers ain't never been diagnosed just because they act like their old crazy uncle, or your old crazy ass uncle or auntie or whatever, never really been to a real doctor or even had pills and medication for that shit, but they obviously motherfucking crazy as hell. And I got people in my family like that, and friends, who I'm like, nigga, you really need to go get some help, dog. Like a lot of times, like I got some homeboys, who? And let me stop the mother. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm absolutely being heard clear. Let me tell you something, man. Some of y'all niggas out here, man, and I'm talking to the niggas now, not the black people, the niggas. Some of y'all niggas out here, all right? Y'all really are bipolar. Y'all really need some motherfucking help, nigga. You step on your motherfucking J's some shit in the club and you ready to go outside and air out a chopper, nigga. You got motherfucking mental issues, homie.
Exactly.
You ain't got a quick temper. You don't just get hot fast. Nigga, you got a problem. If you want to murder somebody because a nigga stepped in your shoes. I'm telling you, I got some niggas, quote unquote, thug niggas, gangster niggas, G's. These niggas are some of the most bipolar, crazy motherfuckers you ever meet who won't even think about being a motherfucking psychologist ever in life. And the thing about this is we glorify them and say, oh, they're a real nigga.
Exactly.
Acting like he ain't crazy.
But you know when somebody not crazy because they can think, they think about it. Like, real crazy people don't think about nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about schizophrenic. I'm talking about bipolar-ass nigga. All right. Well,
but
thank you for calling.
That last part of your question, black people, they do not, a lot of them have too much pride. They already believe that, you know, like you said, they love being called crazy in a derogatory way. Like, you know, they thugged out, like, oh, he's the man or whatever, rather than them really going to get diagnosed with the mental illness that they may have. So a lot of them be embarrassed. And a few of my clients who are young black men, and I'll ask them, well, what took you so long to come in? They'll tell me because, you know, I never knew I had a problem. You know, people would always call me crazy. You know, and a lot of people, they...
When your nickname crazy in the hood, when your nickname is crazy in the hood, nigga, you might have a problem. I'm just saying, my nigga, if your nickname in the hood is crazy, or is the precursor to your name in the hood is Crazy Mark, you feel me? Crazy DeRon, Crazy Shay, crazy, whatever. If they say crazy before they say your name, nigga, you might have a motherfucking problem. And you might get your bipolar ass.
You are bipolar, Blizz. Just know that, right, okay?
Maybe I should be diagnosed for people. Because I think I'm perfectly rational, though. That's the thing about it. Okay. I'm just saying. Stand by. We got on the phone lines, all right?
Okay.
And I got an artist interview tonight. My homie, the commissioner, you know what I'm saying, out of South Florida, he's calling into the show. He's going to be on the line. We're going to spin his one joint. Hold on, you know. Yeah. You know how we do it, right? Hold on. I got a couple commercials I want to run. A little bit of promo, you guys. Stand by. 856, you on deck. Nancy 269-850, you guys on deck. Let me run a couple of these commercials real quick. Let you guys know what's going on in Atlanta, Georgia.
This Wednesday night at Club Throwback. Throwback. Mandatory Business Magazine and Street Talk Promotions is shutting the South Side down. It's the Mandatory Business Magazine ATL release party. Plus, the celebrity birthday bash for editor-in-chief JT the Bigger Figure. With Mr. Tony Montana himself, Future.
ATL. This Wednesday, it's going down, Southside Club Throwback, Mandatory Business Magazine release, free band gang, we'll be in the building, you hear me? Turn up!
Live in the building, this Wednesday, Club Throwback, Future, 4847 Old National Highway, doors open at 9, early admission, $10. Future this Wednesday night at Club Throwback, it's the Mandatory Business Magazine, ATL release party, plus the celebrity birthday bash for editor-in-chief, JT the Bigger Figure, 4847 Old National Highway. Doors open at 9, early admission $10. Future this Wednesday night at Club Throwback. Brought to you by Wine and Grinded, Mandatory Business Magazines, outside open mic Wednesdays at Throwback, JT Bigger Figure and Street Talk Promotions.
This was the most controversial event of 2011. It hit media takeout, world star hip hop, even TMZ. Well, guess what, guys? We're back! It's the January 2012 Salute to DJs Awards Show. It's going down January 17th and 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now. Nominations are being taken now. Log on to www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning.com right now to send in your nominations for your favorite DJ.
All righty, you dig? Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 229. These old bipolar motherfuckers. I apologize to my homegirl, Charisma. She called into the show a minute ago, and she was just on the phone line. And I always call her crazy, because on Facebook, she be saying some crazy shit, though, dog. For real. Like, for real, she be saying some crazy shit. I'm just saying, though. And so, my thing about it is, like, you know, I mean, I ain't know she was, like, for real crazy. Like, she could be crazy. Like, get a check, pills and shit crazy. I didn't know, shawty. I didn't know. I apologize. But you need to warn somebody if you a bipolar motherfucker and tell them, look here, man, I got a little problem. Don't joke with me like that. Shit ain't funny. I'm just saying. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's your internet radio. Follow me on Twitter. Hey. Follow me on Twitter. At Blizzum, BLIZM. And follow the show on Twitter. At K100_radio. That's K, the number 100, underscore, radio. Holler at us, man, on Twitter, at Blizzum, and the show, at K100_radio. Hit us up on Facebook, just do a search for Blizzum, all right? You'll see me, the Blizzum page. Please like and become a fan of the Blizzum music page on Facebook also. You can hit me up on my personal page. I ain't even got 2,000 friends yet, so I got plenty of people I can add on to my friends list. You know what I mean? I promote a lot on Facebook, so just when you see Blizzum, Sour Blizzum Blue, that's my name, hit me a friend request, and I'll add you. Just don't tag me no shoes, or you're done. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, make sure you subscribe to the podcast in iTunes up under the podcast section. Just go to the iTunes store and type in K100 when you see the middle finger. That's us. And we also have a page on, please, we have a page on Facebook, an actual page for K100 Radio, K100 Talk Indie Radio. Go to Facebook, type in K100 Radio, and then when you see the middle finger, the show logo, please, by all means, please follow the show on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? People be hollering at me all the time on Twitter about the show, but fuck with me on Facebook, too, because I know y'all got Facebook. Goddamn. I mean, you know, I know you be creeping and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna put your business out there. I know y'all want me on Facebook, and you ain't where you trying to, maybe your old lady might listen to the show too, and then you know you might be fucked up. You know? People chase pussy a lot on Facebook. That's what really Facebook is. Or whatever it is that you doing. I'm just saying. That's probably, that's why a lot of people don't be wanting to fuck with their Facebook like that. They be trying to keep their Facebook undercover. You're cheating ass. 347-934-0966. 856 from Jersey. What's popping? Who's this?
So it's your boy Blast, man.
What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
No doubt.
Bless, you know any bipolar motherfuckers? You know any bipolar motherfuckers?
Yeah. It got to the point, man, that I did a research on it.
Are you, first of all, whoa. Niggas, you bipolar? You know, sometimes, bless child, I've been thinking you bipolar, homie. Are you bipolar?
Yeah, I feel like this. I'm not in denial.
It's
I got thinkers
no
of it. Being that I did the research, yeah, I said I'm bipolar.
Why don't you go to, let me, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. This man is on here, and you basically telling people that you think you might be bipolar. Why don't you go to the doctor and see if you're really bipolar, bro? I'm just saying, why not? What's stopping you from doing that?
Because at the point that bad, ever since I graduated from high school, I got nothing to do with bipolar, but I graduated high school not reading right, so I taught myself anything. Since I've been taught myself, I always had the knowledge to do my own info.
Okay.
Feel me? So,
Wait a minute. Stop. Because I know what you've been about to try to tell me. Are you trying to tell me that, you know, you didn't go to a doctor because you did your own research on it yourself, and you trying to, like, treat yourself or something crazy? Like, is that your rationale?
It's not even really treating myself. I got doctor point of view. I got family members that doctors.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I got family members that doctor. At the same time, I did the research, man. I do the research on it.
Uh-huh. And so you think you're bipolar after you did your research? You think you might be bipolar after you've done your due diligence in research? I'm just asking before I go to the next.
I say I got symptoms that people don't realize, man. Realize that you can stop anything. One thing is a mental thing.
So you telling me you just gonna make yourself mentally stop being bipolar?
It's all a head game. It's all a mental thing.
Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about, right? You feel me? This is what I'm talking. Now, look, you my dog. I fucks with Blessed Child because he calls the show fairly frequently. You know what I'm saying? But this is my point with. He's another example of someone who probably should see a real professional doctor or whatever, but for whatever reason they come up with in the hood, he's saying it's all mental. You can just block it out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he don't want to go to a doctor and get diagnosed for real. Even though he did some research on it, he said, yeah, he probably is bipolar. But here again, we've got another black person who may have a real medical condition who's making up whatever excuse they can to not go get professional help. It happens all the time.
It's not an excuse.
I mean, what do you mean?
It's not an excuse, but when you know something and you know what triggers it, and trust me, it's not for a lot of bipolar out there. It's not easy, not simple.
Mm-hmm.
Far from that. But if you know the situation and solution of the problem, it's your attention to do what you can do to stop that.
So, okay, let me get to the questions because I got like 8 people with their hand raised. The first question was, do you know any real bipolar people who need help but never been diagnosed? And obviously you do, because that's probably you, right? That's the question. You pretty much answered that one with your statement. Question number 2, do you know anyone whose personality changed so drastic from using a drug that they seem bipolar when they own it? Do you know anybody like that? Now, let me ask you this. When you drink or if you smoke weed or whatever, do you change? Has anyone ever told you, man, you're all right till you start drinking and smoking and shit? Has anyone ever told you that?
Nah, cause when I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm cool. You feel me? I'm cool.
Okay.
I like to have something cool. Now, only way I can black out is push me to the limit. Other than that, I'm cool.
Well, everybody has a limit that they can't be pushed to. I mean, if someone's fucking with you and you snap, it ain't necessarily, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's not like the description I gave earlier that you ready to go outside and fucking air out an AK-47 because a nigga stepped on your shoes in the club and then say, excuse me. That's just you. You need some mental help and beyond just being a quote-unquote real nigga. You know what I mean? That's just fucking retarded. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck up, you know, your life and whoever else's life you may possibly take because a nigga stepped on your shoes or whatever, some
you
shit tell, like that.
I'm
I think
people say about me when I'm drunk. They like, yeah, you a happy drunk. You
okay.
Every time you get drunk, you a happy drunk, man.
All right. All right.
Around
so,
having fun.
Okay. Can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that that's just how they are sometimes and be cool with them? Do you know any friends that act bipolar, either they really are or even they just act like they are and probably just fucking got it real moody motherfuckers? Can you still be their friend and just chalk it up to the fact that, well, that's how they are? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I got some people that I know that even though they ain't been diagnosed, I know them motherfuckers got to be bipolar because the way they act. But at the same time, I've been around them for so fucking long, it's like I know really how they are anyway. I deal with it, even though I think they should go get some damn treatment, but they don't, and I know they ain't. But at the end of the day, I still hang around them, and they're still my friends, and even with my family, I still love them, even if I got them have to fucking fight them and whoop their ass every now and again about the crazy shit they be doing. I still love them and know that that's how they are. Can you still have someone's back when you know they're bipolar or got some kind of mental illness like that? Or do you just, like, some people be like, look, they crazy, I don't fuck with them. I know some people who ain't gonna fuck with them, period, point blank. Which one are you?
I'm not gonna turn my back on them, but I like, it depends on different situations. There's certain places I will fuck with you with. You know, at the same time, I will let you know you need help. You can bring somebody to the fire, but you can't make them drink.
That's true.
Now, if you need my help, and I also let them know is I'm always gonna have your back regardless. I'm gonna pay you a certain distance. But if you ever reach out and say, "Yo, Seth, I need help," I'm there.
Okay. All right. And last question: why do you think black people like to get treated for mental illness? Because I've seen, like I said, the report that Soledad O'Brien did when she talked about black people are about 5 times less likely to get treated for a mental illness, even when they show evident signs of it. Why do you think it is? What is it about us that we don't even like to acknowledge the depression? We say that's that white shit. We don't even say that that's really a problem when it really is a medical condition. We just say, oh, depressed, taking pills. That's that white shit, man. Niggas don't do that shit. At the end of the day, yes, niggas do. Niggas commit suicide and all kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's supposed to be, quote unquote, niggas molest the kids. Like, that's supposed to be, quote unquote, white shit. I mean, what is, I don't even know how mental disease became a white mental disease. I don't know when that happened, but it is a mentality that a lot of black people have. Why do you think that is with us, though? I go to the next caller.
For one, lack of knowledge. You got to realize a lot of bad people use slavery trade, or I call my own, I don't need no power. Leave the past in the past. Move on to the future. A lot of people, and also, like you said, it's a pride thing, too. A lot of people think they too tough to get help. You got a lot of people out there. You got a lot of people out there living off motherfuckers that really got mental health from. I'm crazy because At the same time, those dudes, it really is crazy, but that's what a lot of people try to live up to. All right.
Stand by. Thanks for calling the show, homie. I really appreciate it. But if you really feel like you're bipolar, homie, why don't you just go get some professional
nobody ever told me I was bipolar, though. I never heard that in my life.
Yeah, but you just said you did your own research, and looking at the symptoms, you said you might be bipolar. So if you know that you might be bipolar, why wouldn't you yourself go get help? You said you. That's
just
what
like
you
I
just said.
Just like I talked. Just like I said. I'm let because you guys are calling. I did my research.
Uh-huh.
Also, I talked to different doctors because my ex girl's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay. Like it's different levels. And it's different levels how people handle shit. Like all said, right. 98 times a motherfucking drunk, they just act. That is a drunk. Is you bipolar?
Right.
Is you really, really, really bipolar? That's weed is your best system. That can calm you down.
Nick and Katrigley.
All right. All right. All right, stand by, stand by. Now, you said liquor can trigger it. Trigger it being talking reckless out the side of your motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Violent, getting violent. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different, see, this is my thing, and I'm not, trust me, if you haven't heard my show before, you got to understand, even when I'm being serious, I be joking and shit, and I be playing and shit. But I'm kind of really serious tonight about people with bipolar problems, you feel me? I really want the bipolar people to get real help and then identify their problem and let people know that they bipolar. Because this is the thing about it, everybody. 269, Michigan girl, you on deck. Then I see Shay on the line, they're in that order. The commissioner's calling in a little bit, you feel me? We're going to check out his new record, and we're going to talk to him and see what he's got popping out of 352. You know what I'm saying? That's what's coming up. Now, this is my thing. When it comes to being bipolar and shit, like I said, black people, I'm talking to the black people and the niggas tonight. And I think the niggas are the ones who really need to hear this particular show. Because, see, the niggas always excuse bipolar behavior for being real. You feel what I'm saying? Let me hold on. Hold the fuck up. I want to make sure y'all heard what I said. I said the niggas, and if you listen to K100 Internet Radio, you understand that there is a difference between black people and niggas. As there is a difference between white people and crackers. It's not the same thing. Niggas seem to want to misinterpret having a bipolar real mental problem with quote unquote being real. When Shawty be snapping and shit, that shit may seem like she just a real bitch or that's just a real nigga, but they ass could be fucking bipolar. Now, I'm going to need for some of y'all bipolar motherfuckers to seek help. Because, first of all, it ain't fair to the completely normal people who I could or could not be. I don't know yet. I never seek treatment. But, be that as it may. It's not fair to us because you want us to put up with your shit under the impression that you just a regular motherfucker. Then when you act bipolar and go ham, and we go completely ham on your ass and with your ass, the whole shit could have been avoided. Because if we knew you was motherfucking bipolar, if we knew you had a real live mental problem for real, we may be more tolerable of your shit. But since you want to walk around and excuse your motherfucking bipolar crazy acting ass as just being a real bitch or a real nigga, well then, nigga, we can get gangster with you. Now it's two dead people or four dead people. It's extra. It's extra shit going on. Extra charges being filed. More fucked up families. More another kid without a father or mother. It's extra shit that go on with our people when this type of shit goes unchecked. Now I'm being serious. Serious. Serious, serious. But still, funny. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you think that you may have a problem or somebody that you know may have a problem, you feel what I'm saying? Don't make it seem all the time, or don't excuse an obvious mental problem and make it seem like, you know, that's just how they are, quote unquote. That's just their personality. They just got a quick temper, whatever. That's my problem with being bipolar. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, sometimes people be acting bipolar and they ass really ain't bipolar just so they can get away with some shit. Fuck them. Go on ahead and run through them. They're trying to be slick. They're trying to play with your mind. They're trying to play crazy. You know your mom said, "Oh nigga, you saying you ain't crazy. You playing crazy." Them the ones I want y'all to call. Like, call into the show tonight, 347-934-0966, and tell me about the motherfucker you know that like to play crazy. Don't play crazy. But if you really are bipolar, if you really have an issue, and you really think you really do, go get checked. Go get diagnosed. Maybe you can save yourself or someone else a lot of heartache down the road. Now, seriously though. That time I was really being seriously, for real. Seriously. Next up. Michigan, from Michigan. 269, Michigan girl, what it do?
What's going on? What's up?
Thank you for calling the show. Appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. Follow the show, at K100_radio. The official website is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Check the podcast out on iTunes. Up under the podcast section, just do a search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, indeed, that is us. Episode 229. bipolar ass people. Michigan girl, you know some bipolar ass people?
I always joke that I know a couple of bipolar people, one of them being my mama, but I mean, I don't know if she's really bipolar, but...
All right.
I always say she crazy. She a little bipolar, but that's just, you know, me saying that because, like, she'll go, like, one minute or one day, you cool, next day, she's snapping off and don't talk to her for 3 days, and then she cough on you, and then it's like, you know, it's like ain't nothing happening. So I'll be like, yo, bipolar, but don't talk to me right now.
Okay, and it's crazy that that's your mom, which I know you love your mom, right?
Yeah.
Now, and it sounds like she may really be bipolar. Have you ever, is she on medication? Is she getting treated for being bipolar?
No, she's not on medication. She's not being treated for being bipolar. My grandmother always says that, yeah, your mom crazy, and I tried to get her to go to the doctor when she was 16, but she refused to go, and she was 16, so I couldn't take her. I'm like, what the hell? You couldn't. She was living in your house. You could have made her go, but that's a whole other argument. So my grandmother says that my mom needs, like, psychological help, but she won't say, she never said for what, but she was like, yeah, they told me she needed help when she was 16, but I couldn't take her go.
Okay, so have you suggested it to her? Now, you're grown now, so you could... I know a lot of times people don't want to talk to their mom and them or something. I feel you, but have you... This your mama, have you suggested that since you love her, mama, maybe you need to go, you know, seek some professional help? Have you suggested it? If you feel like you obviously do?
Yeah, I suggested it, but she always be like, ain't nothing wrong with me, I just got a typical black person, you know, that's their story. Now, she went and saw a psychologist and played crazy when she was trying to sue somebody and get some money, but she never took the medication, so that really didn't do any good.
Right, that was totally defeating the purpose. If you're going to go and actually get diagnosed,
right,
don't take the medication.
She was only going to build her case up, or, you know, for mental distress or whatever. So, of course, that was what she played to and acted
right.
Normal about everything else. But, you know.
All right. Okay, so, all right, let's get to the next question. Do you know anyone who has a personality change so drastic from using a drug that they seem bipolar when they own it? Like somebody who, when they drink, it seems like they change into another person. But that's,
yeah,
I don't, that's not bipolarness. That's just you being a drunk motherfucker. Let's make sure we're absolutely clear about that.
Or whatever. But yeah, I know a couple of people like that too. Like, don't you ever drink ever again in life, because you become a totally different person when you drink.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can you be, okay, so question number three, can you be a real friend to a bipolar motherfucker like that? You know, can you accept that they're just how they are sometimes and still be cool with them? Or once you realize the motherfucker got some real bipolar tendencies and shit, do you just cut them off?
I mean, it depends on what aspect. Because, like, one of my exes was like that. Like, when he drank, you know, he becomes a totally different person. So in that,
but he's not really bipolar. He's just a fucking drunk.
Right. So I'm just saying, a real bipolar person, I think you can be a friend if that person is, like, you know, you can be a friend, but you're just going to have to know when and where to cut it off and how not to try to, you know, snap on them. And if you see it going to the left, you're going to have to be like, okay, that's she having a crazy moment. Okay, let me step back and chill out.
All right. Okay. Me personally, like I said, the people that I fuck with, I got some people in my circle, and I got people in my close circle of friends and in my blood family who are obviously bipolar. Never been diagnosed, but I'm telling you, it ain't just the liquor. These motherfuckers just really are crazy. You know what I'm saying? And this is how I am with it. I know, and maybe it's because, you know what I'm saying, I really do know that mental illness is a real problem, whatever, you know, and I've accepted that about people in general. I personally will, you know, accept they bullshit to a certain degree. Sometimes I have to snap on them.
Even when I
come back and still fuck with them, I just snap on them, but I don't cut them off. I don't cut them off because I know something really wrong with their ass, man. They really got a problem. And if I snap and go off on them, it's just because they just going too fucking far with the shit, and I have to. But at the end of the day, I know they really got a problem, so I don't cut them off. One of the first callers said she feed them with a long handle spoon. I don't necessarily treat them. I don't necessarily feed them with a long handle spoon. Hold on. Your call. Hold on. I got to mute that. His background is tripping. I fuck with him the long way. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like I know that they really got, like, you know, some real issues. So I don't never cut them off. I cut somebody off quicker if I feel like, man, every time they get drunk, they get the, that means you just can't handle your motherfucking liquor. You know what I'm saying? People, I know people like that who be like, man, I think I'm bipolar or something, man. I be getting drunk and I be whipping out. Nigga, stop drinking. Bitch, stop drinking. That's what the fuck you do. Bitch, stop drinking. Nigga, stop drinking. And you'll be all right. You just can't handle your motherfucking liquor. It ain't the same thing. So I'm more prone to cut a motherfucker like that off quicker than I am somebody who I know really got a book. I feel like, even if I'm not a doctor, I don't give a fuck. I feel like you really got a problem and you really should seek some help. But for whatever reason, stigmas or you ain't got no insurance, whatever reason you can't seek help, I'm not really prone to cutting them people off as fast because I feel like they really do got a problem. And I feel like their behavior is more excusable than this other motherfucker over here who's just playing like they motherfucking crazy. Fuck that. I don't like them motherfucking fake bipolar motherfuckers. The real bipolar people who really got a problem, I can still fuck with y'all. Y'all can still be cool with me. Y'all can even go out with me sometime. And if you flip, I just look, man, you know, this motherfucker, he got some issues. You know, because I know you got some real issues. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to go out with the motherfuckers who get fucked up and then want to goddamn fight everybody in the motherfucking club and shit. The only time you ever want to bust a grape is when you drunk. I don't want
to
hang with them.
You have to know how far, you know, to take it. And you have to know that sometimes when they get back to crazy, you're going to be like, okay, I know that, you know, they having a moment. I'm going to let it slide, you know. So like you said, you would take more off of them if you know that they really got a problem and it's not alcohol or drug induced.
Exactly. So last question for you. Well, I don't know about this question before. Has anyone ever called you bipolar by any chance?
No.
Okay. Right. Question number five. Why do you think black people don't like to get treated for mental illness? And then we'll go to who's up next? Shay's up next.
I think it's in the black community. It's like a stigma. Like, oh, you know, we don't do that, or we don't have mental illness, or like one of your other callers said, a lot of times in the black community, it's like, you don't talk about what's going on outside of this house or what's going on outside of this family, you know, and then in the black community, a lot of people feel like everything can be solved with church, or we just don't pray about it, or you need to go to church, or you need to get your life right. So between the stigma with mental illness, like that's white folks, we handle our problems, you know, and we pray about it, and then just not wanting to involve outside people in what's going on in your life or in your household. I think it's all of that is why black people don't really seek help for when they think somebody has a mental illness.
All right, stand by. We got a stand by. Next caller. I'm still waiting for the commissioner to call in. I don't know where is the commissioner? I'm going to have to start sending out texts. He's late for the interview. Where's the commissioner? Anybody in 352? Where's Big CJ? I'm finna start calling people. I'm gonna dial out. Hold on a second. Not in a second. Hold on. But first, before I do that, let me get to Shay. Shay, what's happening, Shay?
Hey, what's going on?
Now, Shay, I see you saying, you know, was it? There's something somewhere about people are so wrong about this disease. You're a nurse. What are they wrong about? What are we getting wrong?
A lot of people are a little bit confused about what bipolarism really is. I mean, there's lots of types of mental illnesses and mental disorders. But the main characteristics about people who have bipolar disorder is the mania. I mean, it's like they have, like, extreme highs and lows. I mean, it's like, you know, they can have other conditions also, but the main thing with them is, like, it can be, like, a type of personality disorder also. But the main thing about bipolarism is, like, they are, sometimes they're, like, so, so up and extremely up, and sometimes they're so, so down. And just like Rich Girl was saying, that's why, like, it's like they turn it on and off. Like, one day they can be, you know, one way, and then the next day they'll be another way, and they don't see anything wrong with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, in their mind, they have no concept that that's not normal. They think
that's what I'm saying.
They don't see anything that's wrong with that.
Okay, So when my first caller was saying shit like, they really, like, if they think they, if they're imagining they got some shit crawling on them and it's not, that's schizophrenia, ain't it?
That is schizophrenia. That's other types of disorders that can also trigger types
that's
of mania in people.
I should have killed her, but I knew what I was talking about.
No, it's
Intuitive.
She was a completely wrong, though. She was a completely wrong, though. was completely wrong. See, there's all kinds of manifestations that can trigger, you know, manic depressive disorder in people. That's not the main characteristic of it. Things like that can also trigger. Most people who are manic depressive, they have other types of mental issues in addition to the bipolarism. It's usually not just like a one thing. You don't usually just be bipolar. You can be bipolar, manic depressive with schizophrenia. It's usually not just if somebody's bipolar, they're not usually just bipolar. There's something that triggers that, whether it was like a family issue, something from their childhood. It could be like drug-induced, people who are on drugs, severe alcoholism. There's lots of different things that can trigger it.
Let me correct myself then. So what you're saying is, well, then maybe I stand corrected, because what you just said is there are things that can trigger it. So what you're saying is somebody can be bipolar but don't show signs of it until they drink?
That can be. That very well can be. If they have a genetic predisposition for it, no, I'm telling you the truth. If they have a genetic predisposition for it, you may not ever know it. You may not ever know. I'm not saying that every asshole who gets drunk and acts a fool is genetically predisposed to be, you know, bipolar. But, you know, continued abuse, yeah, that can trigger it.
See, now it's like you're giving these motherfuckers an excuse.
No, that's not an excuse, but I'm just saying. In some extreme cases, like I said, it's not generally something that's, you know, one way or the other. It's usually like, you know, it's a dual disease. It's not like, you know, you can just have bipolar. Yeah, if you're bipolar, you generally will have other things going on in your life, too, mentally.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. I just felt like a lot of times people be saying that it's okay. They use mental illness to excuse some behavior. You feel
right.
me? And I'm not one of the type of people who want to get into the business of using a mental disease as, you know, an excuse to for anything. If that's the case, pedophiles
right.
can say pedophiles like this fucking pedophile at fucking Penn State. Dusty. I can fuck up my sound effects with this punk motherfucker. People like that, you know, who
uh-huh.
say that they were born that, you know, that it's how they are. It's a mental disease. That's why they are attracted to little kids like that. I'm just saying. If we first of all, okay, let me ask you this then. Do you think a pedophile is crazy? Literally mentally crazy?
No. I don't think they're crazy.
You don't think they're crazy?
Why
not? Whoa. Now I'm going to back you in the corner. You don't think they're crazy, but why not? If somebody goes and kills a fucking room full of kids and if they got a machine gun and kill them all, you're going to say that motherfucker was crazy, right?
No. I'll say he had mental issues. I mean, you know,
uh-huh.
people want to say crazy and just generalize everything into like, okay, that's crazy. We use that term a little bit too loosely. People who have mental issues and not act on it. You know, when people are bipolar, they can't help that. I mean, it's a mental thing that it's a chemical imbalance in the brain that causes them to be that way. They can't think themselves out of it. They can't rationalize their behavior into doing a different way. But when people make the choice to do certain things, that's not just mental. You're making an action. So I mean, you know, they might have a little.
Trying to have your cake and eat it too, Shay. Listen, let everybody pay attention. Everybody, look, hold on. See, now you're trying to have your cake and eat it too, because yes, you are. Because even if a person is bipolar and you say, well, alcohol or whatever can trigger this bipolar and they're crazy and they snap on you, you feel me? And just because they
didn't
molest a kid, still started a fight or you know, burnt down a house or some shit or this or you know, got into an argument, a crazy argument at work with a coworker over nothing. And you say, well, they bipolar, you know, they got some real mental issues, whatever.
I don't brush it off like that. I'm saying,
what?
If somebody has, in their mind, they think that it's okay, you know, to have affection, an unnatural affection for children. They might not be able to control that they feel like they're attracted to children, but they can control the act, what they do to carry it out. They don't have to touch the children. You know, they might not, in their mind, they might not can control, I'm thinking, oh, this little boy just looks so hot, this little girl looks so good, or whatever they might be thinking. But they can control the act. They don't have to touch. They can seek help. Just like, you know, when people are bipolar or have other issues, you seek out help whenever it's discovered that you have a problem. I mean, you know that touching children is wrong, so naturally, then in your mind, you should know that you have a problem.
That's like you said. They got a mental problem.
Right, but we can't
excuse
the
behavior. They have a mental problem because they are attracted to. They want to touch little fucking kids. They got a mental problem. That's my
point,
right?
But the act of actually carrying out what's in your mind, that's what makes their actions wrong. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay for them to think that, but if they can't help it, they can't help what they think is, like,
uh-huh.
you know, pleasurable for them. But what they can help is the act of carrying out those things. That's where the problem lies right there.
Okay, let me go ahead. I got some other people on the phone line, so let me ask you the next couple of questions, all right? Do you know anyone who has a personality change that's so drastic from using a drug that they seem bipolar when they own it, somebody who can't handle their liquor or handle their weed or whatever? Do you know anybody like that?
Using a drug? No, I wouldn't say from using a drug. I know people who are naturally like that, but not from using drugs.
What you mean naturally? If they're naturally like that, then they're bipolar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know people who are bipolar, but it's not stemmed from drug use.
Okay. So you don't know nobody who get drunk and flip out and start acting like a whole other person?
I have in the past, but not. I mean, as of right now, I don't know anybody like that, honestly.
Okay, all right. Can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that that's just how they are sometimes, and still be cool with them at the end of the day? Can you know this person has a? Can you accept them and be like, I know at some point this motherfucker gonna snap probably on me or on my friends some shit, but they bipolar, but I fuck with them because they my friends, so that's why I still hang with them.
Yeah, I can. I have to. So it's not a choice. I can't, like, just write my mother off. I mean, she has a mental issue. I have to deal with it. Sometimes it's fun for other people that when they see you, they say they don't understand how I deal with my mom the way I do because, you have to find your own way of dealing with people when it's, like, your friends or your family and stuff like that. You can't have to be supportive.
Okay. Why do you think that, black people don't like to get treated or even like to get their medical, their obvious mental illnesses treated and diagnosed professionally? Why is that a problem with black people? What's up with it?
You know, because it's a stigma. It's like saying that, you know, it's a stigma. You know, they think that it's not a real issue. It's just like diabetes. It's a disease. People can't think their way out of feeling better. You know, if somebody's depressed, you can't think your way out of not being depressed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, and just like a Michigan girl was saying, you know, and also people think it's like, yo, that's a white folks' disease. No, it's an anybody kind of disease. And also, black people in the community, we pray a lot. We're very prayerful people. So they think that, oh, well, you just need to go to God. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You just need to go to church more often. I mean, yeah, you might need to pray, but if there's something mental in your mind, God gave the doctor the knowledge to know how to treat you, you might need to go get some help.
Okay. That brings up a real interesting point that you would say that, and I know, I could possibly really get creamed for what I'm about to say, but let's just keep the shit 100, all right, on the show, because the name of the fucking show is K100. A lot of times, mental illness, and I'm saying this because you mentioned people told you need to pray about it or whatever. There are a lot of times that people, when they have mental illness, especially back in the day, people have come around to it more. But, you know, even back in the day, the church used to say people with schizophrenia, they had a devil in them. They was possessed.
When they had obvious.
Now, that's changed recently because we know that schizophrenia is a real mental disease or whatever. But even still to this day, the church still will tell you to pray about something that should be treated with medication and psychological treatment.
Exactly.
It happens all the time still. You see it all the time. You know, they Superman, Lord, don't worry about it. Just, you know, Lord, just pray about it. You know, tell them, you know, we're good about telling people to pray about something, but really, if they really are depressed, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that if you pray about something enough, if you're a person of faith, you know, which is basically what prayer is, faith, an act of faith. At the end of the day, if you are that faithful, then I'm not saying that prayer doesn't work.
But your mental issues don't have nothing to do with your faith, unfortunately.
Exactly.
You know, God ain't punishing you because you ain't done something right. I mean, it's not like
right.
that.
It's the fact that you really have a mental problem.
Some people don't realize.
And this is what I'm saying. That goes on. Probably okay. I'm gonna go out on a limb because I don't know. There's no possible way for me to know this. But if five times okay, let's say what we do know. What we do know is, if you're a black person, especially a black person from the South, you have a high chance of being grown up in a religious household, all right? Higher than not. You have a higher chance of your mom and dad believing in God, Christianity, some form of religion, whether it be Baptist, Southern Baptist, Christian, Pentecostal, whatever. You're going to have a high chance of that. The fact that we do know statistically that black people are 5 times less likely to seek treatment for a real live, documented, real mental problem because of our culture, do you feel, or does anybody on the phone line feel like the church may even add to those numbers because people always try to say, you just need to pray about it?
I think so, in a way. I mean, I don't mean to knock the church in any way, shape, or form, but, you know, if we wouldn't concentrate so much in trying to tell everybody that, you know, I don't mean like the God can't fix everything, but there are some things, you know, God gives you the sense to know when you need to go and seek help from somebody that has a little bit more knowledge than you. I mean, there are some conditions you really do need medication for. You can't think your way out of it. I mean, it's just as simple as that. It's just like you can't fix a broken arm just by thinking that it'll get fixed. You know, you can't perform no miracle on yourself. Just like you can't fix diabetes by thinking that, okay, well, I'm just going to think it better. You can't do that. There are some things you just need medical intervention for.
Okay. All right. I just want to know, man, because I know a lot of times people really... That's all I know. What I do know is that a lot of times people, I've seen people with all these problems, and they say, he just got the devil in. I be like, no, he's fucking crazy. He needs to go to a doctor. He has a real, or she has a real mental illness. You feel what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, every time, you know, a lot of people say, Lord, that child, he just got the devil in. Well, Lord. He just needs Jesus. No, nigga, he needs a shrink. He is shrinking some fucking Prozac. That's what the fuck he need. You know what I mean? You feel me? So, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We'll go to the next caller. I don't know. Where the fuck is the commissioner at? What type of shit I be talking about? Schedule an interview. You know what you're doing. And people are not. What is it? I don't know. I'm not doing the dial out. Not people got to get them on the line. So I go to the next call, and I got a whole bunch of people that want to talk about these bipolar motherfuckers, if they even bipolar, and if these motherfuckers are bipolar, should you fuck with them with a long-handled spoon, or should you just cut them off? There's so many questions. Why niggas don't even want to admit that they're bipolar? Or why do we feel like a bipolar nigga doing some really ignorant bipolar shit is just a real nigga or a real bitch? What the fuck? This nigga want to shoot up the whole motherfucking club because the nigga stepped on his Jordan and he's a real nigga? No, this nigga bipolar. You feel me? This bitch want to fight your new girlfriend just because you said something to her child? You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, your girlfriend told her child to stop doing something wrong, now this bitch want to cut you? That bitch ain't no real bitch. That bitch is bipolar. Or maybe she really ain't bipolar. Maybe she just stupid. I don't know. It's all jumbled up. It's all mixed up. I'm trying to separate the real bipolar shit from the fake bipolar shit and the real nigga shit to the real ignorant niggas. And if they really need a problem, let's give these niggas some help. It's all jumbled up. Shit is fucked up. That's all I can tell you. And I'm trying to help. This is what K1, I told y'all, man, K100 is a community service project. If I stop one nigga from shooting up the motherfucking club from this show because he said, man, you know what, maybe I should seek some help. And he actually go because he heard this show. So last week a nigga stepped on his Jordans and he was really ready to air out the chopper. Because he's not a star. He really did have a chopper in the car. Yeah, nigga. Yeah. This nigga needs some help. Everyone's internet radio. I'm your host, Mitchell. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 229, man. Bipolar ass motherfuckers. That's what we're talking about tonight on the show, man. And I got love for, I love some bipolar. I got a bipolar uncle who might be schizophrenic. I don't know what he's acting to. He seeks help, but he has an issue. And I love him. Sometimes we have to get in, we've got into physical altercations because he's fucking crazy. But he's really crazy for real. That's why I continue to still love him. Because I know he's really got some real life issues. with depression and hope, and I've had to physically fight this motherfucker. This is my uncle, and I had to really just take it to my own blood uncle. But I know for a fact that he really does have a problem. It helps me because he's done things that normally I would kill a motherfucker over. For real, I would. Right now, me being the motherfucker I am, I would really, if he wasn't my fucking people and I really didn't know he had a real problem, I would kill him. I would have killed him. You feel me? But I know, A, he's blood, so I'm really not going to do it. But even besides that, I know he really does have a problem. So it stops me from saying, fuck that. I know he's my uncle, but I don't fuck with him. I stop short of doing that because I know he got a real problem. You understand what I'm saying? And so what I'm trying to do on the show tonight is address real live bipolar motherfuckers who's over here. I'm trying to get everybody lumped into their right groups tonight. Call into the show. Maybe I can help you lump your motherfucking folks into the group, right group. Because we got real people who real got real bipolar issues and they just never been diagnosed. Then we got these asshole motherfuckers over here who really ain't got no real mental problem. They just got a fucked up ass attitude. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to separate it. I'm trying to get niggas to admit that, yes, nigga, you can really be bipolar. And some of your bipolar acts, really, you got it fucked up. You think it's just because you're a real nigga. No, nigga, you really got a mental problem. You should seek help, nigga. Seriously. I'm just saying. So, that's what we're trying to figure out tonight. All right, Carolina. Still Carolina has 843-696. What's popping? Thanks for calling the show.
Listen, you know what this is, homie?
What up, homie?
Cool in. Just got for work.
Hey, man, how's the old lady, dog? Y'all good?
Oh, yeah, she good. I'm going to make this quick because I got a back rub waiting on me, so...
Excellent. I'm sorry. He's in a relationship, dog. And they are a week strong, and I hope they last forever, but at least until March. So, you know, like I said, man, you got any problems? You need to talk to somebody. Billy Baffin could possibly be bipolar. We don't know yet. There's still a lot of discussion. We don't know what the mental status is because Billy has done some questionable shit here on K100 and just in life in general. So we don't know if Billy Bad is bipolar or not because Billy Bad also got mad at his uncle because he drunk one of his beers even though he was living rent-free in his uncle's house. That's signs of craziness.
We ain't getting into that.
We know Billy Bad is bipolar, but we really glad to have him on the show. We're really glad because he always calls in the show. And if Billy Bad is really bipolar, it's okay because that motherfucker know how to dial 347-934-0966 religiously. So we fucks with his bipolar ass on K100.
Already.
All day.
Fuck you, stupid, man.
All right, homie. So let's get to these questions, all right? 267's on deck. Get the next caller up. 267-357. They hit the number one. Yeah, I see a lot of people on my phone lines. I don't know some of these numbers. And I hate when people call me from these blocked-ass numbers because when you call me from, like, some kind of blocked-ass number, it just show a bunch of dashes. And I be like, I don't even know what zip code that is and shit. But however you doing that, it don't matter. You need to hit the number one on your keypad if you want to talk to me. All right? So if you just been sitting on the phone lines and you just listening, that's cool. I'm just saying, I'm going to go to the people who hit the number one before I go to people who just sit on the phone line. So if you like... been on the phone lines like all day and you're like, this motherfucker ain't got to me yet, goddamn. You know, I got a lot of people on the lines, but it's only like 7-8 people that's been hit the number one who wanted to talk. But you gotta know that when you hit number one, it gives me another signal on the phone line, so then that means I'll jump to that particular caller before you, even if they just jump on the phone. If they jump on the phone lines and press the number one before you, I will indeed go to their phone lines first. I pick the calls in order who pressed the number one first. Because it shows up in a separate side. All right? Now who's been on the phone long enough? So remember, whenever you call into the show, if you want to talk, go ahead and hit that number one as soon as you get on here so then you won't get skipped over because you might have been on the phone 20 minutes and somebody 30 seconds, but they hit the number one as soon as they got on the phone line. They got put over here in this line before you. All right? All right. 347-934-0966. So now, Billy Bad. Questions. Do you know any real bipolar people who need help but have never really been diagnosed?
I know crazy people, but I don't know if that comes in the same classification, but, I mean, I could say one person that was one of my exes. That's about it.
Why? See, now, Why are you saying she's bipolar? Why she's bipolar?
Well, all right, well, here's the thing. I mean, okay, one day she, you know, one day she could be cool or whatever. I mean, this was she had another boyfriend at the time, brought around my mom's, you know, because my mom's still cool with her and shit like that. You know, and they had an argument one time at the table. She took a butcher knife and stabbed him between his fingers and damn near severed his shit. So, you know, it was like one day she cool, you know, just having an argument that could have been worked out. Next, you know, she did some Angela Bassett, Waits and Excel type shit and damn near stabbed the nigga finger off. So,
wait, I mean, Angela Bassett that wasn't Waits and Excel. That was love and hate. That was
well, you know what I mean. Shit, you got what I'm saying, so... You got what I'm saying. But you know what I mean. So, it, you know, that's, I mean, I would kind of sort of consider that, you know, bipolar in a way. So, technically, yes, that portion, yeah.
All right. Okay. Question number two. Do you know anyone who has a personality change so drastic from using the drug that they seem bipolar when they own it? Basically, when they drink or when they smoke or whatever the fuck they do, they go so fucking, they act so different that you think they bipolar. They got a whole nother person inside them because they change just that much from when they do that drug.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. I was in the club one time, and it was my baby brother's older brother, you know, because, you know, we got different daddies. So we was in the club, and, you know, I looked at the nigga, you know, I know he was already fucked up, but I was like, you know, what's up, man? What's going on with you? He was like, man, I don't fuck with you no more. And I'm just like, what? So 2 days later, I approached him. I was like, hey, you don't even remember what you said to me in the club, did you? He's like, nah, man. What's up, though, man? When we were hanging out? And I was just like, well, you know, I had to stay 10 feet away from that nigga, you know.
All right. Maybe he does. Maybe he is just drunk. Sometimes people just get drunk and say shit I don't know. Maybe they really mean, because sometimes, I think alcohol, out of anything else, is more like a truth serum. So if someone says something, and you like, what? And they drunk, like, for the most part, it's probably what they really felt. But, you know, alcohol,
I mean,
alcohol is
drunk.
Truth serum. You know what I'm saying? So maybe he's right. Probably he really didn't fuck with you for real, but he only fuck with you because, you know, you his brother's brother and so whatever, but he probably really don't like you. So when he was drunk, he probably was like, man, you know, I really don't fuck with you anyway. He probably was really saying the truth in that instance more so than not. That's just my think about it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next question. Okay, so the question is, number three, can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that that's just how they are sometimes and still be cool with them? You feel me? Can you do that? Like, Can you say, I know this person is bipolar and they got some real issues and shit, but since I know that, I'm still going to be their friend because I know they got a real live mental problem, not just they can't handle their liquor.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I can, because that's just too much stress on you. I mean, even though that you know they got that problem. Well, see, even though you know they got that problem, I mean, I'm saying they're not relating to the story about your aunt. I'm just saying when it comes to, like, friends-wise, you know, because friends can be replaced, you know, but...
Real friends are not easy to replace.
Yeah, real friends. Yes, true. But you just said friends, not real friends. Now, if it was a real friend, like a ride or die, then that would be different. But just like a typical friend, an average friend, somebody
you're
that
the
you
one
just,
who
you know.
You just said friend. You just used the word loosely yourself, not me. You just used
friends. I said friend. But see, there's specifications there, so... Real friends, that's different because, you know, you've been there with them, but it's like, but it's just like a friend, you know, that's just like a lot of stress put on you because you know that they're capable of snapping at any given moment. And then the times that you don't think that they're going to snap, they are. And next, you know, y'all wind up in jail somewhere next time, you know.
Okay.
So that's just more of a.
All I'm saying is, homie, if they're my real friend, I got some friends who are kind of bipolar. And there's only a handful of friends that I've met in my adult life. I've got some that I've met since I've been an adult. You feel what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, I got really, really close associates and friends. You know what I mean? I got some people who are, you know, right on the borderline of maybe becoming one or the other. At the end of the day,
right.
Friends, once I see my friend, if my friend is bipolar or whatever, it is what it is. Like, I got
right.
A bipolar friend who I know I don't go out with this particular bipolar friend, and they're my friend, and I talk to them, and I may hang out with them, but I don't go to the club with my bipolar friend because he is the type of person that want to fight the whole club because somebody stepped on his shoes. And since that's my motherfucking friend, even when he right, he motherfucking wrong, so we finna whoop these niggas' ass, and if it goes to the parking lot, even worse, even if I know he's probably overreacting, but it don't matter because that's my nigga, so I don't even go out with him because
right.
That's my motherfucking. You feel what I'm saying? So that's
right.
I don't even go to the club because I already know I could end up going to prison or losing my life or taking somebody else's life because you my nigga, and when it pop off, I ain't asking what you do. I worry about that later. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
See, so therefore, he's still my friend. I just don't go out to clubs with him. But he's
right,
still my motherfucking
right.
friend. I see him all the time and everything, but I don't go to clubs with him. We can't go
yeah,
to
I
clubs together. What I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying in that sense of the word. You feel what I'm saying? If that's my motherfucking
right.
partner, that's my motherfucking friend and real shit, it wouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. Even though I know this nigga is really bipolar and I know he ain't never got treated for it, but this nigga really off. But that's my nigga. We've been friends forever. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I just don't fuck with this nigga himself like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all. At the end of the day. So last question. Why do you think 267 is on deck, 863 after that? Why don't you think black people like getting treated for mental illness?
Because they don't want to accept the inevitability. I mean, that's just basically if you know something wrong with you and you got to swallow your pride and just see what's wrong with you, you know. And the whole thing, like what Shay was talking about I think it was you who said something about why people have to say, you know, why some people say, you know, just pray on it and stuff like that. I mean, of course, prayer works. It works. Yes, it does. But at the same time, I mean, still, you know, go get checked out and pray on getting better, you know, pray on getting better after getting checked out by the doctor. So people just don't, black people don't want to accept that. Like when I had bronchitis and tonsillitis, you know, a couple of years back, you know, it was just like, damn, you know, but it was just like, you know, I had to just take my medication and just move on from it. And that's what some people, black people need to do. They need to, like, swallow their pride and accept that something's wrong with them, get checked out, do what you need to do to get better, move on from it.
All right. Well, a lot of times it's easier said than done when you consider how many of us don't even have fucking health insurance and you can't cover going to get checked up and see if you're schizophrenic or bipolar in the hospital.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If you do, they're going to put you in the motherfucking state mental ward. They're going to wait for it to get all the way bad enough to where you snap and kill a motherfucker and then they want to lock your ass up and give you life in prison or, you know, make you go to the mental ward or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it just ain't so easy. That's another reason why I feel like even with that stat that's saying that we 5 times less likely to seek help, we have to also factor into the equation how many of us don't have health insurance. And that's not an emergency. You feel me? That's not something you can just go to. You can go to the state mental. You can go to some places and just check yourself into the mental hospital and shit, but that's not really getting treatment. No one wants to check themselves into a fucking psychiatric hospital because they ain't living good. That shit is like worse than prison depending on where you at. So
yep,
it ain't
much.
Like you really doing yourself a favor by checking yourself into the motherfucking mental hospital. So you ain't really going in there just sitting down talking to somebody and talking your problems out and getting proper diagnosis, you know, in a good, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
You want to talk
yeah,
to somebody
yeah.
who don't know A from Z.
If you don't have insurance, then you don't have that kind of coverage. So I think that has a lot to do with why a whole bunch of black people don't get checked out and shit, because a lot of niggas ain't got no fucking insurance for that shit. All right, homie, stand by. Let me go to the next line, all right?
Well, actually, I'm about to go ahead and get to this back rub. I'm going to get it at y'all another episode. I'll let y'all.
Hey, your girlfriend right there? Your girlfriend right there?
Nah, she in the house.
Oh, I was going to say, why you put on? Oh, you want me to meet her, dog? Fucked up, man.
Nah, I can do that.
I don't want to meet her. All I want you to do is stay with her till March. Everybody's phone lines who know what I'm talking about.
It's gonna go longer than that. They know who they is.
Need my money, shawty. Need my little chunk of change. All right, homie, stand by.
Yeah.
Basically, for those of y'all don't know, Billy Bad Fitness is so irrational and so just back and forth with his love life that people that know him and know him, I got general friends that call my show a lot, mutual friends, and they all like, that shit ain't gonna last a motherfucking, that shit ain't gonna last before Christmas. But I said, I think my dog really in motherfucking love for real. And so I bet money that him and his new old lady is gonna last till past Valentine's Day. Now, they told me I can't get this man no fucking relationship advice because I got money riding on him. which is some bullshit. I can tell him what the hell. I can give him all the advice I want. If he fuck up, he fuck up. She gonna leave him, she gonna leave him. They don't even want me to get a man no advice. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. Episode 229. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. From the 267-357. What it do? Who's this?
It's Melinda.
Who's this?
Melinda.
Oh, how you doing? 267, that's silly, right?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, what's going on? Thank you for calling K1's, your internet radio, you dig, for episode 229, bipolar motherfucker. So you know any bipolar motherfuckers? Whether they acting bipolar or really bipolar?
I'm surrounded by bipolar people every day. A lot of people are bipolar, and actually some people that deal with it on a natural basis actually are good at controlling it without medication. And they do have episodes where they get upset and they become conflicted and they actually change personalities, like one person mentioned before he left the line. One minute they could be one way, and then the next minute they change it to a whole different person on you, and you don't know them, and it makes you feel like you don't even want to be friends with this person because you're afraid of them. Like, I mean, even though they're treated naturally for this, but I still believe, like, some bipolar people are unstable. They need to be in their environment that keeps their bipolar in check. So as long as they're around people that don't upset them, they're good.
But everybody, I mean, so, I mean, what do you, there's, what are you not going to go to? Anything can happen anywhere. So you could get upset at Walmart in the line. You feel me? Somebody can skip you in the line and set you off. To say that is just ridiculousness, because what are then you have to lock these people up and put them in the middle. Why not? Because
good.
You can anything could happen to you anywhere.
That's discrimination.
I know
if
that.
That's not a good option.
Like saying, I know, but you're saying let's keep them, you know, as long as we keep them in their element, but we need to treat it better than that, because they're not going to always be in their element. They need to be able to function anywhere.
Well, that's not
part.
True. I mean, that's your thought on it. But when you look at it realistically, these people are mentally ill. You have to look at the fact that most people who are actually have the power over them, they have, like, will over them. They get some sort of court order power of control or something. So they pretty much want their kid to live a normal life. Like, they don't want their older son that maybe in his early 20s that is schizophrenic or bipolar to be locked up or in an asylum somewhere. So they pretty much they shelter the child. So he's not.
Okay. Let me go ahead and ask you the question. Because these are the questions right here. All right. You said you do know some bipolar people. You feel me? And do you know anybody that's bipolar, that's obviously bipolar, who's never been diagnosed with it?
Yes. Like I said, I'm around a whole lot of individuals who have bipolar, and some went undiagnosed, and like you mentioned before, they don't want to get help for it. They're in denial. They don't think they're bipolar, but they're actually bipolar. They have all the classic symptoms of bipolar.
Okay. Are you a doctor? Or
I'm in the field. My mom's a nurse. My sister's a nurse. Okay. My older sister is a therapist, so she pretty much works with, you know, mental health. So I'm around my mom,
okay,
who's in a mental home, and she works
right
with, like, people with those types of diseases. So
okay, then that means you're around it more than me. So I will listen to you. You feel me? I will listen to you. I may not agree, but I'll listen. All right. So let me ask you this. And this is about people who may be bipolar, they may not be. We can't tell, because the only time they flip out is when they're on drugs. Do you know anyone whose personality changed so drastic from using the drug that they seem bipolar when they on it? They basically do a 180, like they're another person when they high or drunk?
Yes. Yep.
Are they bipolar?
If they are known to have a history of taking drugs for bipolar and they go off their medication and they start using substance abuse, pretty much they're bipolar, and their personalities change once it's influenced by alcohol or any other type of illegal substance. So, yes.
Okay. But, okay, that you added something to the front of that, because you said if they on their meds and then they go about. I'm talking about they ain't really been diagnosed with being bipolar, but so they've never been on any bipolar meds. But when they get fucked up, they flip the fuck out. Is that being bipolar? Are they bipolar or are they just somebody who don't need to get high? Because if they don't get high, they're normal people. They mean, I feel like people like that just can't handle their liquor or handle their dope or whatever the fuck they're doing. They just don't need to get high. But some people say, well, they bipolar, they got mental issues. That's why when they get on that shit, they start tripping. But just because you get on drinking shit, you know, I know, because you can't even say it's the drug. Like, you can't say it's because crack make them do that. No, because I know some crackheads who are very nonviolent. You know what I'm saying? Crackheads who don't flip out, they just go get in their motherfucking high and get in their zone, and they just be gone, and you just don't see them. They just be high, somewhere chilling, high. They don't necessarily got to come out here and want to steal and fight their mamas and shit and all kinds of other shit. So, I don't know. Maybe they are really bipolar, and then the alcohol just enhances it.
Yeah.
The drugs enhance it. Maybe so. But,
yes, pretty much.
Maybe.
So it depends
maybe.
On what type of substance that they're taking. Like, say, marijuana, for instance. A lot of individuals who are quiet when they're not, smoking marijuana or taking it in any form or whatever they're taking it, they pretty much seem like they're calm, relaxed, laid back. But when they're comfortable and their senses are heightened, they're easily, you know, aroused by whoever is in the room. So if they don't mesh well with somebody when they're high, they might be a different way when they're not high. So these individuals could possibly have undiagnosed bipolar, but it only, like, affects them when they're on substance, like marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. Question number 3. Can you be a real friend to a bipolar person and accept that that's just how they are sometimes and still be cool with them? Basically, that question is, out of these bipolar people that you're around, do you accept the fact that, yes, they are bipolar and that's just the way they are, but you still befriend them? You know, you still be cool with them because you know they can't change how they are. That's just how they are.
I'm going to compare it to something, and I really don't want you to get offended. And you said earlier, you will listen to me, but you won't agree fully. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Having someone diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, you just have to deal with that person. It's a mental illness. So if you like this person for who he is, regardless if he has the episode, it's you just accept who he is. You are aware that he has a mental illness called bipolar, and he is entitled to have an episode. You just pretty much have to deal with it. You deal with it together. It's a lifelong, you know, journey. It's a process. It's something that you both have to deal with. If you accept this person for who he is and the disease he carries, then you can befriend someone with bipolar and you can live a long and healthy life with bipolar.
Yeah, but that is kind of comparing, I'm going to disagree, because that's comparing apples and oranges, because if that person, the person with HIV's behavior can still be... If they got HIV, you can't catch it unless you have sex with them or some shit, exchange some bodily fluids. So, you know, they can still be them without having it directly affect you. Vice versa, or, you know, on the other hand, with the bipolar person can have an episode when they're out with you, like out in public, and flip out on somebody and involve you into a confrontation in the midst of their episode. They could actually get physically violent with you. So... Just because someone, I don't think it's the same as accepting someone with HIV, because HIV is their problem and their issue alone. It doesn't really affect you in any way unless you're sleeping with that person. But the bipolar person, you ain't got to be fucking them to get caught up in their bipolar shit, because that shit extends beyond them, because they take it out on other people. You feel me? I don't think that's the same thing. I beg to differ on that particular point, all right? Last question before I can get to the last caller, because my time is running short. Question number 5, why don't you think black people like to get treated for mental illness as much as anyone else? Outside the fact that a lot of us don't have the health insurance that would allow us to get treated for it.
So you're asking me a question about African Americans denying or refusing treatment for mental health.
Or even acknowledging that they even have a disease. A lot of them, there's a stigma with black people are 5 times less likely to even seek help for the condition.
That's true. That's definitely
Why
true.
Do you think
I
it
mean,
is?
It's a matter of their ego. It's being shamed. Like you said, it's a stigma. They don't want to walk around with the stigma if they're mentally ill. They don't want to be looked at and shamed and shunned upon. So they just pretty much want to go through life with that disease unchecked.
Okay. All right. I feel you. I think, I don't know. It's multiple reasons. It really is. Like I said, I think when it comes down to it, outside the fact that some of us might want to get help and don't because we can't afford it and, you know, we don't have insurance, but some of us are not doing it, I think, simply because it makes us look weak and it's been deemed, you know, depression, especially the stuff like depression, that's a white folks problem. That, you know, we don't, niggas, you know, we handle our own shit. We don't need nobody talking to us about shit, especially old school black people. Oh, man. If they ain't told you, you got the devil in you. Who knows? Stay on the line. Thanks for calling 267. Appreciate it. 863-397. You on the air with K100 Radio. What's popping?
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Who's this?
This is Velma.
Oh, Velma. I knew it was. I just wanted you to say it out loud.
Sure.
I know who you are now, Velma.
Calling
into the show. I do.
You're welcome.
All right. Only time is when I don't know is when you got other people calling in from 863, and like it's a music show, and you got the people down there, the people that are from down there calling in. So then I'll be all mixed
right up.
But I got you now. I got you on deck. Okay, Velma.
Okay.
I got about 5 minutes left on the show, so let's go ahead and jump into it. Episode 229. Okay. All right. 5 minutes left in the show. Question number one, do you know any real bipolar people who need help but never been diagnosed?
I know some people that I suspect is bipolar and they've never been diagnosed that I feel needs help. Yeah.
Do you suggest that they get help?
The question is not why not one. If you're an artist, what
I have suggested, it didn't go well. It didn't go well, but I suggested it that they just go seek some type of medical, you know, advice, you know.
Right. And it didn't go. What happened?
What they got? They got really. I guess they felt like I was labeling them, trying to say they was crazy because, you know, people look at bipolar. Oh, you're saying I'm crazy, and
right.
Which is going to your question number four. Which is a lot of people just don't want to be labeled as being crazy, you know. In the black community, it's looked on as being weak. It's being a bad thing, you know, to be labeled. So you have a lot of people walking around here who is scared just to be labeled that they have a problem, you know, and have to seek help and therapy for it, you know.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You said something really interesting because, you know, at the end of the day, some people embrace being crazy Tony, or
right.
a crazy Joe,
right.
you know, because, you know, go crazy ass Joe, they like that, they embrace that, because, you know,
right.
a lot of times, motherfuckers, they want motherfuckers to, that reputation to supersede them, you feel me?
And a lot of times back in the day, you know, you have families of people that's like, that's just how this person is, or, you know, you have that one
right.
uncle that's kind
right.
of slow, and they're like, oh, that's just, you know, Uncle Tony, you know, that's
right.
just how he is, and they're not looking at, well, he might have autism, or he might have, you know, some type of mental disability, because, you know, they're not going to label, you know, they're like, oh, he's fine, like, you know, my son has autism, and when he was growing up, I noticed a lot of differences, and people kept telling me, oh, he's fine, he'll grow into himself, or he'll start talking, he'll this and he'll that, but it was me, I had to block everyone else out and seek medical advice, and I put him in speech therapy.
Uh-huh.
And now my baby is talking, you know. And
right.
But if I would have listened to everyone else, you know, being scared to label him and all that stuff,
right.
I wouldn't have got him help, you know. But I did what I had to do for my son, my child, you know.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Real quick, can you answer, do you feel like you can still be friends with someone, even if they got bipolar disease or whatever? Can you really still be their friend all the way, or do you kind of feed them with a long handled spoon because, you know, they got this issue and they could snap at any moment? Real quick.
Well, I think I can be their friend. Like I said, it's one of those things. Like the woman before me, you know, she said that, you know, if you're their friend, you're their friend. I do understand what you mean as far as the episodes could affect you. So it's about understanding their situation and being cautious. It's like, if I have a friend that's bipolar, am I going to go to the fair with them? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean I can't be a good friend to this person.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just I will be real cautious about what I do and putting myself in situations where I could be harmed. Like my son, like I said, he has autism. He has really good days, and then he has days where he's violent. So I learned how to deal with him, you know?
Right.
So it's just learning how to deal with them and knowing what you could do and what you shouldn't do, you know? Like, I'm not going to take a bipolar person somewhere and then nag them about their choice of food or, you know what I'm saying? It's just little things that I will avoid, you know, just to make the situation comfortable for me.
All right. Well, thanks for calling into the show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, everybody, if you got a crazy motherfucking friend or whatever, tell him, yo, you need to listen to this motherfucking show right here. You need to listen to K1's internet radio. You did, because he was talking about some real shit. You know what I mean? If you know a friend that's probably bipolar or whatever, urge them to seek help. And if you know a motherfucker who's just acting crazy, but really just need to get their ass whooped one good time, by all means, do us all a favor. You did? K1's internet radio. Stay tuned for the two commercials at the end in case you want to know what's going on in the industry. You feel me? I'm out, man. See you tomorrow. Yeah, for episode 230. Fuck with me.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? K100, spit it out your mouth.
Throwback. Mandatory Business Magazine and Street Talk Promotions is shutting the South Side down. It's the Mandatory Business Magazine ATL release party, plus the celebrity birthday bash for editor-in-chief
JT the Bigger Figure
with Mr. Tony Montana himself, Future.
ATL, this Wednesday is going down. South Side Club Throwback Mandatory Business Magazine release. Free band gang, we'll be in the building. You hear me? Turn up!
Live in the building this Wednesday. Club Throwback Future. 4847 Old National Highway. Doors open at 9. Early admission, $10. Future this Wednesday night at Club Throwback. It's the Mandatory Business Magazine ATL release party, plus the celebrity birthday bash for editor-in-chief JT the Bigger Figure. 4847 Old National Highway. Doors open at 9. Early admission, $10. Future this Wednesday night at Club Throwback.
Brought to you by Wyman Grinded, Mandatory Business Magazines, Outside Open Mic Wednesdays at Throwback, JT Bigger Figure, and Street Talk Promotions.
This was the most controversial event of 2011. It hit media takeout, world star hip hop, even TMZ. Well, guess what, guys? We're back! It's the January 2012 Salute to DJs Awards Show. It's going down January 17th and 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now. Nominations are being taken now. Log on to www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning.com right now to send in your nominations for your favorite DJs.